the higher you are, the lonelier it gets. The oppression gets bigger, right? A lot more stress. The money's great, but money's not everything, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, and now that I'm here and free, I can do so much. Yeah. I can give so much of myself and impact those around me, my immediate family, and anyone else I come in contact.
We are back at Latinx Nation. It is your host, Sal, along with my amazing co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Carla, what's up?
Melanie, hi.
Sorry, Melanie's currently eating a bagel, so we're going to let her do her thing. Sorry, put you on blast. But we have just a few shout-outs and PSAs for everyone out there.
Mm-hmm.
First off, wash your hands as much as you can.
Please. You should be doing that in the first place.
Yes.
Like, honestly.
Well, as respectful as I can say, just, you know, try your best to be sanitary and just in these times where there's a lot of paranoia and a lot of media shouting out about over COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't have a lot of info about that right now. That's not the point of this episode.
Yeah.
But just, you know, if you guys want us to talk about it, let us know. We'll do research and do our own little thing. But stay safe, watch out for your people, and continue to live life.
Yeah. One of the shout outs that I have for that is please guys, like, I know there's a lot of panic, a lot of losing of hope and a lot of that stuff happening out there, but just know that there is local businesses that are still trying to survive. There's a lot of creative people that have made their vision come to life, whether it's a coffee shop, whether it's a Latin market. You know, a lot of these local shops don't have that backup from the government that could be like, all right, like, let's, or corporate, you know, to like back them up. And so I really encourage you guys, if you are going to go into panic or whatever it is you're doing, go to a Latin market, you know, go buy some stuff out there, go buy, go support those local shops. And I'm not just saying this because I'm biased, because I am a barista, but please as well tip your customer service people, because, you know, they are seeing the hard end of this, and it sucks, and we have to figure out how to figure, like, what to do, you know, that's gonna make that extra dollar go less in our check or whatever. It's, we have to figure out what we're gonna do about that. But
especially since, like, a lot of them are being furloughed at this time, just to reduce, like, the amount of cost it is to keep the shops or the restaurants open.
So, I definitely, that's like just one of my main shout outs, you know, be nice to each other, be humble, and please, be kind to each other. Cause I think I've seen some really, really just terrible things out there in this time of panic. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But we gotta keep going and echándole ganas, you know, like, that's how I see it. So, but.
And go outside.
Yes, the sun is like literally shining on us right now.
Like, if you're not diagnosed or you feel like that you're healthy, as far as you know, outside.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't have to go around people, just go outside.
Yeah.
Feel the sunlight. It's sunny today.
Yeah, so.
Try to stay positive. I know, like, a lot, like, watching the news, like, 24/7 is not healthy at all.
Yeah, social media.
Like, if you are, like, laid off of work or, you know, and you have to stay home, like, try to do some self-care.
Yeah, work out, like,
wash
your face or something.
Yeah, for sure.
The little things.
So, I definitely agree.
So let's move on to our guests.
Yes. So this week, I'm excited about our guests because we met about a little bit over a year ago, and it was just like a month or two after I had moved out here. So it was really exciting to, like, finally connect and be like, you know, I'm that type of person. I'm like, let's send the email, a ver qué pasa, you know, let's see. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, well, whatever, you know, it wasn't meant to be. But gladfully and thankfully, it is meant to be. I had Damaris with me. She is going to introduce herself and say who she's part of. And we'll go from there.
That's so awesome. Thanks, Carla and Sal and Melanie, for allowing me to participate on this platform that you guys provide to, you know, Latinos all over,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And being from Guatemalan
origin, you know, being born and raised here in the United States, but I have Guatemalan parents that have just raised me well. Mm-hmm. And they've really nurtured in faith and wisdom and love and hope. And we are here to connect with our community. And I am so happy that I'm surprised all the time of simple people I get to meet as mm-hmm. I make my visits into things that God is opening up for my ministry. I am the founder of a global nonprofit called Without Borders Global, and we get to enter every border. There is no exception that God makes for us, and we enter into any border, and we get to preach the word of God, and we get to provide for the less fortunate, orphans, widows, distressed communities. Mm-hmm. And right now, we've been actively serving in Israel, in Guatemala, in Honduras, in Mexico, and here in the U.S., and we're turning four on May the 6th. So we're very excited to see the acceleration and the way that God has really just, you know, led us. And he's led us well. And he's opened up, you know, new areas of opportunity to connect with simple people and be able to be the voice of the voiceless.
Yeah.
And I'm so encouraged in what you guys were saying right now is that, yeah, if you're home right now and you're just tied down to just watching, you know, social media and watching even the news and they're inflicting all this fear upon you, resist it. You know, we're all going through it. We're being impacted in one way or the other. But you know what? There is hope in the name of Jesus. There is protection by Jesus. And if we all come together and we understand that, you know what? We've seen the flu come and go, right? Mm-hmm. We've heard of malaria. We've heard of gonorrhea, all these diseases, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, they've taken the lives of many, but can a virus take the life of us? It can't. It can't speak for us. So we can control the things that we can control right now
mm-hmm.
and declare that there is hope in our lives and that we're going to get through this as people, as families, as a nation, as a country, all over the world. So we got to make sure that we understand mm-hmm. where we're going to identify ourselves in these difficult moments.
Yes.
You know, so if you're home, you know, yeah, just make sure you take some precautionary steps to, you know, stay hygienic. You know, don't go crazy out there and start demanding toilet paper and water
yeah.
bottles. You guys, I grew up on tap water, you know, And, you know, there's different measures, you guys. So let's just be assertive and wise in the way that we even impose that and instill good things into our children right now. Because if we're in constant fear, they're going to be in a lot of fear.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Our family, they're going to think like, what's up with my parents? Like, why are they freaking out? You know,
yeah.
Then we should be freaking out as well. So no, let's make sure that we're very cautious about all that. But
yeah.
Anyways,
the most effective way people listen is not by hearing, but by seeing. So.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They're influenced by that. You
yeah.
said something
yeah.
so key. People are influenced by that. And one of the things that, you know, people are minimizing right now is going out and actually being part of a community.
Mm-hmm.
So if that means that they're staying away from, you know, going out and doing things that we typically get to do, then you know what? Bring that community inside of your household.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because technology and social media has influenced us so much that you constantly see people on their phones and people disconnected.
Yeah.
So these are the opportunities that we have to gravitate to and say, you know what? I'm gonna get connected with my children. I'm gonna get connected with my spouse. I'm gonna start calling my family. Unfortunately, these are the measures that sometimes need to happen. These are the things that have to happen sometimes in order for us to get back to getting connected with each other.
Because
it starts in your household. It doesn't start outside.
Yeah.
It starts inside of the household. So.
And it is a sad reality, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be sad. It can
Ooh.
Just be the next step.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely have had a lot of coworkers and customers, regulars, like they come in and that's all they talk about. And it's tiring. It's definitely tiring. But I've heard stories where they were simply going to the grocery store to get an essential for dinner or something.
Yeah.
And they came out with like a bulk of toilet paper and water because they just felt so much panic by everybody around
them. It's a pressure. it's
a
pressure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, dang, like that sucks. Cause I mean, one, you probably didn't even need all that toilet paper.
Exactly.
Right? But somebody else did. And
yeah,
you know, certainly. It's like, yeah, it's definitely a panicking time for like how people are taking it. But I think that's when we have to, like you said, I really like that you said, you know, we have to take a step back.
Yeah.
You know, we have to take a step back and what is the reality we're living, you know?
What is our reality?
Is it going to be seen through the phone or is it really going to be seen through our eyes and what's around us, you know? And really take a step back, so.
Yeah, no, I agree. I certainly agree. And And these are moments that are really going to define where we hold ourselves in our true identity, right? So your name is Sal. Do people know you by Sal, or do people know you by, you know what, Sal's always freaking out, that's who they know. No, this is a moment that you're going to rise up and say, you know what, I'm going to take this stance. This is a platform right now that I have to be able to be the voice of the voiceless, right? We have this platform right now where we get to speak for our community, where we get to speak for our coffee lovers, our baristas, right? Where we get to speak for smaller coffee shops, the ones that are trying to survive in all of this, right? Because we're not franchised. We're not there, right? We are having to preserve the integrity, the environment, and the business, keeping all that afloat, because there is expenses, there's overhead expenses, and there's people that survive off of what we get to deliver to them.
Yeah.
You know, so how are we surviving in these times?
Mm-hmm. Like, not every business has a safety blanket, like you were saying.
You kidding?
You have to really go out there. You have to make sure that you at least sell like what you're supposed to be, like your quota for some of these businesses.
So can we keep ourselves afloat? Like you said, you know, looking at your baristas and you being a manager of a coffee shop, I mean, you're still even thinking of, you're going beyond the just yourself is, you know, be cautious. Continue to tip, you know, these people. They live off of that, you know. Yeah. They can pay a bill off of that. They get to survive. They are surviving under all this pressure.
Yeah.
So can we be the voice for them? Yes, we can.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Can we encourage you to drink coffee? Yes, we can. But we're going to encourage you to drink good coffee, you know, great quality coffee.
Yes.
You know, and just knowing where to go. There's so many local resources around you. Mm-hmm. There's many people that are praying. There's churches that are still open, even today on Sunday.
Yeah.
The president declared National Prayer Day, but it's something that we should be doing every day, not just today, right?
Yeah.
We should be doing every day.
Oh, is that
today?
Yeah, that's today, National Prayer Day. Okay.
And it's been declared, and so we got to make sure that we're constantly praying, not just today, because this is not going to stop you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a epidemic, or it's a pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, people are sick all the time, so we should be praying for all the sick people, for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I saw this post, and I think we posted it on our page, but it's by Jessica. I think she's a poet. Maybe that's her name. Anyways, so I posted it and she said something that right now in this time of like so much panic around us, if you have a creative mind, try to use that to the best ability, because sometimes because of these panicking time, we have so much anxiety. People might have anxieties because financial or health reasons or whatever it is, right? And if you have a creative mind, like use it to like cope with that, you know, to like cope with your anxiety. And not only that like me seeing somebody else being creative, or ourselves, right, being creative still right here, is helping others. Like, all right, you know what? I don't need anything to be panicking about. Like, I'm fine. Like, these people are creating something. Now that's going to encourage the other to create something, and so forth and so forth. Whether it is just speaking up, you know, and being a voice to the voiceless, like you said. So.
I mean, it's certainly inspiration. And I think in these moments, we all need to be inspired or re-inspired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You know, so in these moments, we need to just hear a word of hope. We need to feel that we're loved and we're appreciated, even in these moments where we don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and so...
But when do we?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, we know, here, we know the beginning and we know the end by the word of God. We really do. There's no other book that can tell you such a sweet beginning and such a sweet end, right? But these are moments that we have to really say, you know what? I got to bring myself to the heart of God and connect with Him, because He is our Creator. And, you know, it's something that we can't live off of our strength. We got to live off the strength of God. You know, these are the moments that are going to define our faith and where we stand and where we're grounded and where we're rooted. And I grew up in a Christian home, and even though I departed from God, I came back. I knew I needed of Him. And when I came back, I told Him, I will never, ever leave you. And you know what? He's been so faithful to me that when I didn't feel valued, or I felt like I had no identity, I felt like I was incompetent enough to do anything, He has me here. He has me traveling the world. He has me preaching His word. He has me feeding, you know, those that are in need. And it makes me think of this morning, I was thinking of even our homeless people. Here we are in stores, you know, where there's a greater contamination of being surrounded by so many people. We're exposed to this virus a lot more than trying to close down areas of community, right? Yeah. And you have all these people just packing up and they're frustrated. What about our homeless people? Yeah. What about the people that don't have a home, can't go shop the way we can? can't even drink a cup of coffee the way we are right now.
Yeah.
It made me think of that. You know, so what are we doing for them? So this is where we have to get re-inspired and say, what could I do? Let me not be selfish and just think about myself, my needs, my family, my home. How can I extend that generosity to someone else, even if I am limited right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those are the moments that we have. And, you know, I was sharing this with my team is we have a platform and God has opened up this platform for us. You know, they're saying, you know what? Right now, because, you know, with the trading, the international trade, there's exporting and importing. We are importing specialty coffee from Guatemala. Guess what? 2 months ago, I had a container come from Guatemala and reach my home in Moreno Valley. I have a surplus of coffee, of green beans. So I am not short. I will be supplying. You know, so in these moments where, you know, some things cannot enter our borders, gosh, we stand strong.
That's awesome.
We will provide. You know, so you know that you have the hand of God. You have God on your side, and that's all I need. He is the one that will comfort me. He's the one that's going to lead me and guide me in these moments that I may not know what's going to happen yet. I know the signs, I know the times, and I know what the word of God says, but we will remain.
Mm-hmm.
We will survive. We've survived bigger things. We will survive this,
very
you guys.
Much,
yeah. You know, so how will coffee survive?
Yeah.
It will survive.
Yeah.
I mean, coffee has been around before us.
So. You kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, but this is a great connection of us even coming together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, that's definitely like something that I am always like, I love to involve it, you know, as much as I can. As much as, even if simply we're at a coffee shop, like I said before, or we're drinking coffee, or we're interviewing somebody about coffee, you know, and I feel like at first, the YouTube thing was a thing of like, I just wanted to be about coffee. But then we started the podcast and I just wanted to be about culture.
Yeah.
And then somehow in the middle, it just like started conjoining where it was like coffee, culture.
It's diverse.
It was just, so much to it. So,
yeah. No, that's what's exciting about it. And we find ourselves today, you're at the Nook Coffee Bar in Costa Mesa. Uh-huh. And I'm excited because you guys opened up this platform for me to speak about how I'm in this coffee industry.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
I never thought I would be in this. Honestly, you guys.
Which, by the way, the coffee is delicious. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I
hope this is your coffee. You said you weren't sure if it was on the cold.
You can try mine.
I'll have to ask the boys.
Sure.
But I know that they're always serving it on drip.
Yeah.
And they've played around with it. And you can drink it in cold brew. There's just a variety. We've made our own, like, coffee espresso shake. We mess around with it.
Yeah.
We do all sorts of things.
Yeah. And I just noticed you guys just got a roaster.
Oh, yeah.
So, which, that is, like, really exciting. But, I mean, you can get to that when...
Let me tell you. No, it's exciting. So, as we ventured into the nonprofit sector, it'll be 4 years right now in May. I've been surrounded by a lot of young people.
Uh-huh.
And even though I grew up in a Guatemalan household, I saw my parents drink 3 cups of coffee a day.
Hasta la noche.
I just look at them like, cafecito? Sí, haz un cafecito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But did they really know about cafe? No, they didn't. Yeah. I look back and tell my dad, even right now, I was like, Dad, what are you drinking? You drink your coffee black.
Yeah.
Dice, hija, es que yo estoy acostumbrado a esto. So, as I always, you know, I'm surrounded by such great young hearts. And so they were on this hype of coffee and coffee and coffee. And I was like, dude, you guys are crazy. What's all this coffee hype about? Yeah. And they just started bringing their coffee. They started teaching me new techniques, like, you know, the pour over and the French press and all this stuff. And I would smell it, but I wouldn't drink it.
Oh,
okay. I love juicing. I love drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that moment, I had a different lifestyle. And I never saw coffee as part of my lifestyle. Why? Because I grew up just knowing what I knew from my household. So my parents would sweeten it up on, you know, bunch of sugar, right? Yeah. Y le ponían lechita.
Yeah.
And that's all I thought coffee was.
Yes, same here.
Right? Mm-hmm. Is that the same?
Very much.
So then I was like, what is this hype about? I mean, and they're drinking it black. There's no flavor in that. That freaked me out. Honestly, that freaked me out. And so I said, all right, you guys. Well, I do a lot of work in Guatemala. And they were like, can we go? I said, you have to be ready to come with me to these mission trips. Not to drink coffee, but to serve. So
I prepared them. I prepared them for a few months, and I gave them access to come with me to a missions trip to Guatemala. And
this is your parents?
No, or not my parents. My young team.
Your young team.
My young team of volunteers. Now, as we were working the nonprofit sector. Mm-hmm. And so I was starting to do a lot of missionary work in Guatemala, specifically in Totonicapan, Guatemala. And so as they came with me, they're like, let's go to Antigua. And I was like, oh, here we go. Here's a hard
tourist.
Oh my gosh. The place to be in. There's just beautiful places all over Guatemala.
Very much.
And we get there, we land, and they're like, my gosh, we are going to drink so much coffee, you guys. In 1 hour, we visited like 5 coffee shops in Antigua. They had 5 cups of coffee each. I was like, Lord, please protect me, because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm in a foreign land.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to get them to the hospital. What is going to happen? Yeah, mind you, you know, I don't know too much and what to expect.
Uh-huh.
It was a blessing in disguise for us. It really was. And so I said, you know what? Do you guys love coffee that much? I'm going to do something for you guys. Why don't we work with a local provider here in Guatemala, and let's start tasting some coffees in different regions. And then we'll see if we integrate this as a way to raise funds for our projects. We did. So I ended up bringing, you know, coffee bags from San Marcos and Huehuetenango and Antigua. And we focus on those three regions. And I was drawn to one specifically, Huehuetenango. So we started incorporating just coffee that we were bringing back. We were selling it by the bag. And we were also doing creative drinks. And I had one volunteer who was actually working at Starbucks. So she was our full-on barista, and she volunteered her skills. And she taught us so many things. And then Viv, she loves coffee. And she's like, D, let's start visiting coffee shops. And that's where I really found out more about how smaller coffee shops are being birthed every single day, right? Because why are they coming now to become more present in this time? Why? Because we need to educate people that we're not just buying a cup of coffee. There's just so much work involved in this cup of coffee. The people that are working those fields, the people that lack of hope and education, and they lack the resources. Mm-hmm. And when I learned that, I was so touched by it that I said, no. If we're going to be helping and blessing, why don't we start helping this community?
Yeah.
So in 2018, I led a mission trip for 21 days. I just took one of my volunteers with me, Viv. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give God a request. And I'm going to put a request to him, and I'm going to ask him to open up direct access for me to a farm in Huehuetenango. And that's where I'll see the sign of God. You guys, it's crazy the way this worked. I didn't have a lot of background knowledge, just what I knew. And so after, you know, knocking on doors, I was there within like a few days. I connected with a few people and some family members, and I said, hey, I'm looking for 50 pounds of cafe oro. I just need the green beans. And they said, why? I said, I'm going to go roast, and I'm going to figure this out and learn this whole coffee concept. And, you know, in Guatemala, coffee is all over the place. There's just so many providers. There's so many suppliers. And there's different qualities of coffee beans, right? And so I said, Lord, I've always given you the best. Give me the best. And guess what he did? He brought me the best. So there's this man that's driving from Huehuetenango, the owner of La Finca, of the farm. And this place is on the highest elevation in the mountaintops of Huehuetenango, producing quality coffee. And when he came and we met up in Totonicapan, he looked at me and he said, you're the Maris? I said, yeah, I'm the Maris. And we greeted each other, and he said, the Maris, if you only knew that we just prayed for these 50 pounds of green beans, he said. This is a blessed bag, he said. But I am touched to hear of all the work that you're doing for my people, where God has to bring foreigners from other lands so they can open up our eyes and open up our hearts, because we've neglected a certain area and the way to give back and serve our own community. And I'm grateful for you doing that. Mind you, I barely had 2 years within the nonprofit. And so as we are speaking, I just hear the Holy Spirit speak to me, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. I had my money with me.
And I was just going to purchase the 50 pounds of green beans, you guys. And as I see that he is just starting to tear up, I said, Holy Spirit, you touch him. And touch him, Lord, right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, you guys. In those moments, he said, you know what, Damaris? I am going to sow this. This will be my first fruits offering into your ministry. And I will be your partner for a lifetime. In those moments, I saw the hand of God handing me what I had asked of him.
True. Cafe de Oro.
Literally. And I was like, what is it look like? Five shots, open up the bag. Guys, seriously. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing, right? It's a miraculous moment. Yeah. We're all experiencing it. I'm in tears that we have the videos.
I mean, I'm getting chills.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm in tears now. I was like, what did I get myself into? But God's going to bounce me up, right? Okay, we get there. We make the connection. His parents are with him. Mind you, you know, green beans, coffee is a huge commodity in Guatemala, so they are prepared with guns and rifles. You know, there was people there protecting because they were taking a big load into the capital, into the city. They were just making a stop to deliver my 50 pounds. Why would they need to do that? They could have just mailed them through Guatex.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They wanted to come and meet and know what exactly was taking place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That was such a divine moment for us that that gave birth to Cafe for Missions. What we're drinking today.
Yes.
Honestly, you guys, God has given us access to a direct farm. We have the best micro lots producing the sweetest notes.
Yes.
We have the best green beans. We are providing green beans. I mean, I've become a coffee importer. It's crazy. I have all the right paperwork. My storage is my home in Moreno Valley. And through all of this, that coffee has been building up for us, and it's been a source of funding for all of our projects, not just locally, but worldwide. God makes a connection on this last trip to Guatemala. And I said, Lord, I'm intentional again. I'm here to request you a favor. I need something from you right now. You know what? We've been providing to coffee shops like the Nook, and there's just community so awesome, you guys. When people say they're going to help you, they're going to help you because they know what you're doing, what you're utilizing their resources for. And I asked God for our own roaster. And, you know, we're operating from my home right now. Our soon-to-be warehouse is coming. We will have a full-on coffee shop. We're going to open up the House of God in the next few months. We're going to have our own boutique store. We're going to be doing a lot of things that is so uncommon to hear, especially when we haven't even been around 4 years yet. And God has blessed us that way.
Yeah.
And the roaster was handcrafted and built in Turkey for the nonprofit to my liking, to what I asked for, to what I demanded for.
Yeah.
And it was basically a donation gifted by God. It came from the port of Turkey into the port of New York. And it was driven from New York to LA. And then from there, I picked up my roaster.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It's crazy, but we have like a $60,000 roaster sitting in my home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a beauty and it's a blessing because why? It's putting food on the tables for those that need hope, for those that really need those provisions that many a times we take advantage of, you know, and we say, you know what, today I want McDonald's, but I gotta, you know, tomorrow, you know what, I'll go eat here, I'll go eat there. There's so many people that don't have access to that.
Yeah.
The way that we have access to so many points here, points of destination.
Yeah.
And God has opened up specific lines of provision through my ministry because we are not funded by people. We're funded by the hand of God and peculiar people that will connect with us. And they say, you know what, Dee, here's $3. Gosh, you guys, $3 already impacted a life. For us, we cry for $1. We cry for 5 cents. We cry when anyone comes and purchases a cup of coffee. We value everything that comes into the ministry. A prayer, a donation, blankets for our homeless people, you know, food, anything that comes in, we cry for that. Why? Because we see that provision is being, you know, placed by so many hands and simple people just like you and me. You know, that's not looking for those that are going to come in and say, hey, here's $100,000, but you better name a street after me. No. He's using ordinary people just like us that were willing to exemplify his true nature, his love, his kindness, his mercy, his generosity, his charity, right? To those that have a need. And coffee's helping us fulfill those needs to those that we get to impact locally and globally. And I have people on staff. I have people that I also
have to look out and pay their paychecks here,
of course,
in California, in Guatemala, and in Israel. You know, so we have two lines that are flowing for us right now, our Compassion Boutique line. It's our handmade goods in Guatemala and Israel, all sort of artisan, you know, items, unique jewelry, pieces, leather satchels, leather camel satchels that were made in Israel for the nonprofit. So we're extremely unique. We're funded by the generosity of people that come and purchase our items or simply donate to us. And then coffee, we have local coffee shops that will partner and embrace our vision and say, you know what, we may not be able to travel with you, but if we're purchasing the coffee, man, we're traveling with you. We're giving back to these people. And that's what I appreciate, is just seeing that, you know, that fountain of opportunity where people can come together and connect and be able to give all together. So it's not just Without Borders Global. We call our generous donors our global family. Right? Because we're all doing it. We're all extending our hand together. It's not just one person. I'm the visionary. But gosh, I need so many hands. I need so many feet. You know, I need all the hearts, you know, that are willing to help us and back us in this journey. So we're not giving up. We have faith. We have hope. And we live off of, you know, the mighty hand of God. And we're full on. When we talk about Jesus, that's where you hear me talking about Jesus so much, because he lives inside my heart. And he's the one that has provided. He's let me, when corporate America wanted to dictate every step that I was taking, what I needed to drive, what I needed to wear, God said, you know what, dude, you're simple. Let's go. You can work for me.
Because you have background on corporate
definitely.
America.
I come from a financial services industry. I can crunch numbers very well. You can't fool me.
Yeah.
I'm a very small stature, but I have a big brain, you guys. You know? I'm gifted.
Pequeña, poderosa.
Productiva. My mom would tell me. Yeah. My mom would tell me, because my siblings are pretty tall.
Yeah.
Me dice, hija, lo que tus hermanos tienen de estatura, tú tienes de cerebro.
Yeah, you know, there you go. There you go. Yes, yes.
You know, so that's where I find myself, just seeing that, you know, through all of this, you're able to even see inspiration be transmitted. Like, did I ever think I could build a website for the nonprofit? No.
That's where we're at right now.
I built a website.
You know, you know, did I ever think that I would have background to open up a nonprofit from, you know, and establish it here under the regimen and the laws of California? No, and I did it. And God opened up those doors for us. What typically takes, you know, a nonprofit to incorporate 8 to 9 months took us 3 weeks. Wow. To get our tax exemption status takes 18 months, because you have to go through background checks.
We need to sit down with you.
Yeah, it took us 7 days. Literally, yeah. I was on a mission trip to Mexico, and I knew, God said, you're going to put it in right now. I came back, we were approved within 7 days.
Wow.
Something that is peculiar, right? You don't see that happening, or you don't hear those testimonies so much. Yeah. And that's where I've seen the hand of God. And you know, right now, I'm telling you, we are on this... We're on this journey of a lifetime, and we have seen the power of God just lead us, sustain us, provide for us. And right now, we're getting ready to open up a warehouse. We have a horse trailer that we are renovating. When I see old stuff, I see beauty.
Yes.
And I saw this horse trailer at like 5 a.m., and I told my husband, oh my gosh, look at that. And he's like, D, that's a horse trailer. What are you going to do with it? And he's like, what are you going to do with that? D, I was like, oh, there's beauty in this. I will convert this into a coffee trailer. And he's like, I don't know if I can see that. And now that he's seen it, he's like, I can see what you're doing.
Wow.
You know, so it's going to be full on. You guys are going to be able to, you know, witness that.
Yeah.
And we just want to come and be a part of community, different counties, different places, and be able to share our mission, be able to sell our coffee, be able to connect more people with us, and so we can continue expanding on this journey. You know, so horse trailer's coming, our warehouse is coming, our church is going to open up its doors, because everything's happening in my home. Our store is going to open up its doors officially, and we're going to be able to just be more in front of people. Yeah, and that's what we want. We want to be in front of people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So are you the one roasting the coffee?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. Like you yourself, or is it you're...
So we're very creative.
Okay.
I know how to roast coffee. Viviana is actually our full, there's Eddie, our full-on barista with my daughter Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, believe it or not, we are empowering the young women.
Yes.
We know how to roast. Yes. We know how to create drinks. You guys, we have Fridays. Fridays are our days that we experiment in the kitchen.
That's
my
awesome.
Kitchen's chaotic. You guys, we've integrated gourmet pizza. Yesterday, we were at a
on Friday, I'm sorry, we're at a church, and the church said, you know, we want you guys to cater your coffee and bring whatever pastries you can. I said, can we bring gourmet pizza and we'll bake them on the spot? We sold out. I mean, it's crazy the things that we're doing, but, you know, it's not until you feel the inspiration and the willingness and the creativity to be able to integrate things that you're like, how do you have gourmet pizza on the menu?
Yeah.
How did you come up with this drink? Hey, it's innovation, it's creativity. You work with what you have.
Yeah.
You know, so these are moments where we have to work with what we have and our resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that's what inspires us, and that's what we're doing. And even today, we're catering our coffee to a church that's having a big program right now, and we're catering pastries and our coffee, black coffee. We're teaching them. We're selling our 12-ounce bags for $10. I mean, we're creating even cold brew in big jars of, you know, glass bottles that we're selling out. I'm sending out my teas. So we are making it happen for people. If you ask me, this is what I want, I'll take care of you. Don't worry. I'll make it for you.
Yeah.
You know, so we're always open to be creative instead of limiting ourselves in what we can do. Because if not, you'll never be able to see your potential or reach the fullest potential that God has for each one of us.
That is what I want.
You know, and so
yeah,
I'm...
I definitely agree. I think that sometimes we let a paper determine how much we can do.
Or
how
even
much
an outside
we
voice.
Know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and an outside voice, whether it's a upper man or, you know, just a higher power in a sense, whether in a corporate, like you were saying. So yeah, I mean, I personally could say that I've been in that spot before where it's like, I can't roast, like, no, you know? But it's coming out here and being able to like live in this like, one, more diversity of a culture, community and environment, it's definitely like, no. Like, I have this shirt that I wish I would have worn it today, but it says, Able Women, Able Coffee. And it's
girl,
like,
you kidding?
You know,
we are powerful.
Yeah, so, and I really...
Sorry, Sal.
That's okay. I know how powerful women are.
Yeah. So it's beautiful to see that. You know, I think that goes from the farmer itself to the barista, you know, which is the last person to touch that cup and hand it off, you know, and it's really beautiful to, like, see that. Where us women, we're really standing up. We're really standing up in this coffee environment.
We're taking a position that is so obsolete right now, you know, because it's so ran by men. If you identify a woman in the coffee industry, they're like...
So are you a barista? Like, no.
Like, Let me tell you, I know it all here. Yes. You know, yes. I am the farm. I am the provider. You know, from the farm, it comes directly to my hands. And from my hands, you know, I even dictate the price.
Yes.
You know, so we're just so flexible because we see... Instead of seeing, you know, who's going to be on our account, when we talk about true partnership like Milk Coffee Bar, they're true partners because they're placing their orders every 2 weeks through us. It doesn't matter how much you order. We have coffee shops ordering 5 pounds a week. We have churches ordering 40 pounds once a month. It's crazy. It's madness. We go through bags like crazy. But I'm not looking at the final number. I'm looking at the value of the partnership.
Yes.
And that's what I feel people stay on with us. Why? Because they see that we're consistent. We're always checking in. We're always even asking for ways to help us grow and groom us in this area, because we're even going to ask of your help, because there's things that you will teach us, you know, that we need to know that we may not know yet. There's different settings in a roaster. You got to make sure you find the one that's right for you and for your customer base, right? And the drinks, not everyone's going to enjoy what you enjoy. So you got to make sure that you always tailor it to your customer base, because we're all unique. We're all different. We have different taste buds. But once you taste the coffee, is what I tell people is, once you taste your coffee, gosh, you're tasting Jesus in your palate because he gave it to us. You know, and so that's where we've seen that our coffee, I mean, it's crazy. Ever since we got the roaster, I don't know how many sacks of green beans we've gone through. It's crazy. And we still have 30 sacks left right now. God has opened up doors for us in this moment of shortage. And, you know, there's coffee shops right now wondering who's going to supply their coffee. I'm here to tell you that with our Borders Global Can, we have a specific area called Cafe for Missions, and we are providers, you know. With us, there's no intermediary. We are the ones, you know, we are the ones making the connection. We're the ones that are roasting. We're the ones that are supplying. And you don't have to worry about the pricing. That's the beauty, is even right now, if your orders are less, hey, we work with you. Why? Because we care about you. You growing your business and you helping us, because then as you continue to grow,
you're also going to continue to place orders through us and help us further this mission. And that's what we look forward to.
I definitely have noticed, and not only necessarily just at this time of like of panic that's going through our nation, but in the little area that I'm at on 4th Street, there's a couple coffee shops, like maybe one walk away, like north, and then like another block south, there's another coffee shop. So it's like, it's, I wouldn't call it so saturated, but it's saturated enough where,
sure,
you know, it definitely, the business isn't as high as it used to be 2 years ago. But because of this time of panic, those two coffee shops, because they are a multi-roaster, and they don't multi-roaster, meaning those that don't know, is they sell coffee that's not, that they don't roast themselves. They bring it in from,
they outsource it. Yeah.
Both of those coffee shops, either one is like running low already on their coffee, and the other one is actually closed for this time because they don't have enough coffee. They're not sourcing.
Oh my goodness.
And so I definitely have been grateful that we have our warehouse like two blocks away. We're able to like, hey Andrew, we need some coffee, we like need to like pick up the orders, and so we definitely become like a little bit popular in that area right now.
That's
and,
awesome.
And thankfully so I could definitely see, like, you know, right now in that time where we're at, it, you guys just like definitely stepping in and being genuine and being like,
that's what I tell my team. Look, we don't have to be so many, you know, people may not know so much of us, but it's not for us to gain momentum. It's not for us to go out there and take advantage of the situation. We're not like that.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be transparent. We need to be ethical as well and think about, you know, even how it's going to impact the bottom line. Because to operate a business, especially at a retail shop, is expensive, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've inquired on it. And I'm like, I'm not ready to do this, right? That's why when I bought myself a horse trainer, you know, I can keep my costs very low right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I can roast from my home. I can do so many things that I'm licensed and approved to do so, right? So we have to be creative.
Yeah.
And, you know, let people know, if you're lacking in those areas, reach out to your community.
Yeah.
We will be coming out to you. I mean, mm-hmm. help us connect with those people.
Yeah.
If there is a shortage, we have single origin coffee from Huehuetenango, Guatemala.
Yes.
It's highly rated. It's got delicious notes. I mean, I tell you, that's why they keep ordering from us, these coffee shops.
Yeah.
Why? Because they know what they're serving here.
Yeah.
And people love it. And when there's a story behind it, it's not for me to get, you know, the $3.50 that we sell drip for. No, it's for us to be able to take that and extend it 24 times in Honduras, almost 5 times in Israel, in Mexico, almost 19 times, you know, and here in the U.S., all the donations that come in, we put the best together, you know, for these people. And in Guatemala, almost 8 times, you know, so it's going back, it's giving back. So you're helping to give back.
Exactly.
You know, so if you want to see it that way, then it's this cup of coffee is giving back to so many people.
Yeah.
You know, by simply just, you know, ordering from us, whether it's, you know, our roasted green beans or our green beans, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can do all of that for you. And we've only been doing this for less than 2 years.
Yes.
The coffee area of it, but we're growing, we're learning, we're humble enough to say that, hey, can you teach us a few tricks, right? If we have questions, I always tell my team, ask. The worst people can say, I don't know, and that's all right. We continue asking,
okay,
and we'll find answers.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's a very hard thing in the coffee industry. I've been in the coffee industry for going on like 7 years in April, and I probably would have to say that the past 2 years have been the ones that have influenced me and helped me grow the most, because I decided to say, all right, I need to ask, you know, because before it was very like, it's very intimidating, or people play off like very uptight or very, you know, pretentious, and that is a very big thing in the coffee industry. I speak about this a lot, going to like expo or going to like competitions for the SCA, it's great, you know, a lot of the connections that the SCA is bringing, but it's become such an industry where it's all about the looks, it's all about the profit, and you know, the brand. And to me, that's tiring, you know, that's really tiring. So what do? I just step away, and it's like, you know, I'm just gonna be doing my thing. In a sense, that's good, but also like I came to a revelation that you know what, I am still a Latina representative in the industry, and if what I believe in and what I stand for behind the coffee, and you know, being a representative for the voiceless, like you were saying, it's my responsibility to still be there. And so yeah, it's this industry that's very like, it's very driven by that sometimes. And so I love that you guys are able to be present, you know, and be able to show that you guys, this is you. You know, this coffee isn't just your face. It's not your volunteers.
Everyone.
You know, it's like, it's everybody from like the farmer themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
And everyone's represented. Mm-hmm. And in these moments, we have to take our positions. And I tell people, I am a general and I give instructions. Mm-hmm. I give directions and people listen. Why? Because I'm guiding them to do things ethically well.
Yes.
Right? Not to go out there and say, hey, you guys, make sure that you rip this one off. No, we have to make sure that we stand firm in our identity and make sure that we are commanding and that we're giving good orders. And we may not know everything because we're learning every day. We learn something new. We're adding something to the menu. We're adding a new skill that's being integrated into us, right? Mm-hmm. And so in these moments, we have to rise up. And as women, we have to empower each other. We got to influence. There's no competition when it comes to coffee. Honestly, you know, people tell me, Dee, do you really want to find that spot that's next to Starbucks? You know, they're going to outrun you. You think I'm afraid of Starbucks? I ain't afraid of Starbucks. That ain't the real deal. Honestly, that ain't the real deal. For me, it's not. Once you've tasted real coffee and black coffee and you understand what goes in the back end of the coffee, then you understand and appreciate that it's not that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they're in it to make themselves bigger. And, you know, the bottom line is, how much am I going to pay out to my stockholders? How much am I going to have in return?
Yeah.
And for us, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's where you see community standing with community. Doesn't matter what county you're from, what country you're from.
Yeah.
We have to support each other, you know, and not be afraid. When I first connected with, you know, like, how are we going to roast all this? Like, how? There was just so many scientific components, you know, that we even reached out to a local roaster, and the mechanics of roasting were just too scientific. And then I started really processing it. All the data in my brain, I said, they think I'm a fool. I get all this. And once I started messing around with the roaster, I was like, this is easy.
Yeah.
You just gotta find the right settings, the ones that work for you, to your liking.
There's so much to it.
Oh my God.
If you wanna get technical, you can, but at the same time, it's just experiment, like you were saying earlier.
You guys, I was watching, there was like a commercial that came out, and I was watching a quick like episode of The Golden Girls. They were already using the pour over technique.
Oh yeah,
you guys, this is crazy.
Yeah, you have even like Friends, like they're using the Chemex.
I was just like, oh my gosh,
this is new technology. You know,
this is not new technology. This is just coming back. You know, and so that's what we really got to be reminded of. Let's stay humble. You know, even in the coffee industry, let's make sure we support each other. That's why the coffee industry is growing. Why? Because we need to support each other. Let's support, you know, smaller businesses that are really trying to give a true meaning and definition of what coffee really stands for. You know, and let's be present even in these moments where, you know what, if I see this coffee shop, they need a hand, let me be present for them. I can be present for you by praying for you, and if I have, I will supply for you. And I will work with you. You know, so that's where we're gonna come out stronger, and we're gonna be conquering new territories that so many others are trying to just step on
and
take advantage.
And I think that's one of the biggest things that I stand for is being a resource to the coffee industry. You know, like you know, I think a few years back I was like, oh, I want my own coffee shop. I want my own coffee shop. But it's like, what is that really gonna bring? You know, like it's nice having like your brand, your logo, your vision.
A little bit of you,
you know, a little bit of me, like spilled on to this coffee, right? To this coffee shop. But it's like, that's where I'm at. You know, where people till this day they'll ask me like, do you ever want your own coffee shop? Like, if I do, it would be in Guatemala. You know, if I do, it would be something that's gonna bring resources to the people of Guatemala.
Giving
you know, because that's where it's at. You know, that's what my heart dies for it, and that's outreach is a big thing.
And leaving a footprint, you know, leaving footprints, and that's what we stand for, is leave your mark, but leave it right. You know, so how do you want to be remembered? That's one thing that I'm always thinking about, is
I don't want my kids to be reminded or to remember me as my mom always gave up. My mom, you know, she never instructed us well. No, I want them to know that, you know, their mom was present, their dad was present. There was instilled values, there was faith, there was God, and there was serving, right? And that's how we get to serve each other. We don't have to cross the border to serve each other. We can simply do it by saying, hey, you know what, Carla, it's so awesome to meet you. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for knowing what you know, because that's really inspired me. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to connect with you guys over a year ago, it inspired me and say, you know what, there's women in this doing it. I can do it.
Yeah,
you know, it really
yeah,
inspired yeah. me. And then I look back and here we are, present
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have a roaster. I have the green beans. I'm full on supplying to coffee shops. We're raising awareness to our mission. We're supplying to the people that we get to impact. We're leaving a global footprint. Our family is growing, and yet we're getting ready to open up a warehouse.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's doable.
It's definitely doable. Yeah. You know, so definitely. When the invitation was there, I said, yeah, for sure, let's talk about it. You know what? If there's one word that you can take away from this interview, take it with you. Yeah. Own it.
Yeah.
Make it your moment, you know, where you can rise up and say, I can do all things through Christ because he gives me the strength. And that's what's carried me. And that's what helped me survive because, you know what, corporate America was awesome for me, but it also scarred me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the higher you are, the lonelier it gets. The oppression gets bigger, right? A lot more stress. The money's great, but money's not everything, you guys. You know, and now that I'm here and free, I can do so much. I can give so much of myself and impact those around me, my immediate family, and anyone else I come in contact, you know? And I believe that this isn't a coincidence, you guys. I believe that this is something that's going to unite us so we can certainly be the voice of the voiceless and encourage one another to not give up, you know, to continue supplying, to continue praying, to continue persevering. You know, that's one of the things that I had that as I brought the business into the financial industries that I work for, just perseverance was key. They saw me during good times, they saw me during bad times, and people will see us right now during good times, they will see us through bad times. We will do this together and we will survive.
Yes.
And that's what people need to know, that we will survive. We have to hold each other,
yes.
you know, and love each other. And that's a global footprint we want to leave through a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and be able to connect and teach us stuff.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm always eager. My ears are always itching, like, what can I learn today?
Yes,
I always tell my people, you guys, let's learn something new because we don't know everything.
It's best to have a student mentality.
Definitely. Yes. Teach me. I may be a founder, but I don't know everything, right?
Exactly.
I'm learning. I'm humble enough to
see. You never stop learning, you know?
You never stop learning. Yeah. And that's what I learned so much from my husband, from my parents, even from my staff. My children teach me so much every day. And I'm like, you guys keep me so young, even at my old age, you know?
Because our story
could have been different. I grew up Latina, right? We're Latinos right here. And, you know, I got pregnant at such a young age. And I was 16 when I had my daughter. My daughter's 20 right now, and she's on my staff. My son is 16, and he's part of my team. They travel with me. You know, they are growing in a different type of environment. I told these kids, you guys are privileged to be able to do what we get to do, even in these difficult moments.
Yeah.
No one has to tell you about history because you're living history. You're seeing cultures, you're seeing diversity. Mm-hmm. Something that I never thought I would be set apart for.
Exactly.
You know, I grew up in poverty, even here in California. I grew up a pastor's kid. We didn't have everything. You know, I grew up just hearing people always say negative things about us.
Yeah.
And yet, you know what? I am the exception of your statistic, right? I'm still with my husband. We've been together for 22 years. And he tells me, Dee, you fly high. And I'm flying every 60 days. I was like, be careful because I'm always flying. You know, so I'm always flying high. Why? Because never once has he told me, Dee, we're going through some hard financial times. Go back to work. Dee, be reminded that God called you and he chose you for this. Keep your eyes focused. Keep yourself grounded. And let's keep pushing what God has given us and he's entrusted us. And that's what I need as a woman, to know that God is with me, my husband is with me, my children are with me, and there's a big global family right behind me.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
There's in order for me to have this confidence and to continue growing, and that's what we need.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think it's definitely, I really stand for that, you know, having like a vision, and it doesn't stop there, you know? Because if you don't have people, that vision is dead.
You kidding?
That vision is like just an idea. It's just a dream, you know? And so having a vision and then people behind you, beside you, and in front of you that are for that vision, it makes it possible.
It's
like
powerful.
You know, the podcast, right? Yeah. Like, I thought about it, but I don't think I would have. I definitely actually would have been here without Sal. Because
I'm looking at all this. I'm like, how is he got all this?
Like, first of all, like, I don't even know how to edit still, and it's been like a year now.
Yeah. But it's not that she hasn't tried. It's, things.
I'm
happen,
a slow learner at that.
But it's okay though. Like, I'm always willing to learn, but I'm also willing to teach, and I respect that from you. Is that you have both, and you're willing to do both, and you have the. I feel like the best mentality you can have because it's a dabble.
Already got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. And it's amazing, and I love that, and I love people that are willing to express that and humble enough to say, I don't know everything.
I know.
Yeah. But I'm willing to learn whatever I can.
Definitely.
And that's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
I think that's the attitude we need to have, you guys, especially right now, is just being able to remain humble and have those fun days. Like, don't lose sight of, you know, nature and the opportunity, and smiling is key, you know, because I've had difficult moments and I'm like, Lord, I gotta keep smiling even though it hurts. Even though sometimes I see that, you know, resources aren't coming in because we're new, we're babies, we're just walking out of the crib, you know, we're still walking.
Yeah.
But God has shown me, you know what, Dee, keep going, keep pushing, I'll be right with you. And so, you know, that's what I appreciate, is being able to just be myself. When I couldn't do that in corporate America, I have so much freedom, you guys, to exercise who I really am, the authenticity of who I am. And I have found myself in all of this.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. You know, I preserve my clothes. I preserve everything. I can't tell you I have all these riches. I have the riches that God gives me spiritually, you know, but I'm not concerned about, you know, I got to have X amount of dollars in my bank. None of that. I'm more concerned of how I'm able to serve and give back to show the true character of God, you know, and that's what I'm more concerned about. And I just like to carry myself in a professional way, but always in a loving and fun way to make the atmosphere exciting and inviting as well, you know. So there's so many things we're not going to know, but that's why God always brings, you know, good reinforcement, you know, like Sal, like Melanie, to build you up, you know, to keep you going, to push you. And that's what I've seen with my team. I mean, I've seen moments, I've seen seasons where I'm like, there's like 20 people and I'm feeding all 20 people with a $300 budget a month. Seriously, and I don't know how God stretches $300, and we're four in my household. So you can imagine feeding all these mouths. And I got to get creative, like, all right, maybe sandwiches today, pancakes today. You know, you got to think all that. And God provides, you know. So just being able to just open up that platform, because it's going to start through them. And they will always be reminded of, you know what? She was very generous. She was very kind. She was very welcoming. And that's the legacy that we want to leave behind.
Yeah. And I think that's actually a good point that you bring up about legacy. Like, I've talked to a lot of people close to me, and like, what is your vision? You know, what is your passion? What is your purpose, you know, that you want? And some will answer like, get in a good position at work, or get my own business, or
make a house,
right? Yeah, yeah, and exactly. You know, make money, hustle. And you know, I love hustling. I love working. I'm always like work, trying to always find like, how can we do this, you know? I came here straight from work, you know, and sometimes I'll go back to work, things like that. So it's, but I, as I keep growing in this, and I keep really sitting down around a table with coffee and listening to people and the people we've interviewed, is money is great. It's awesome. It gets us things and places that we want to, our heart desires.
It's a great resource.
But you know? that's not our, what was the word you used?
Our legacy.
That's not our legacy, you know, porque you die today, you know, your kids aren't gonna, like, I don't want it personally, but I don't want my when I, if I ever have kids, or if I, like, the ones that are like close to me, you know, I don't want them to remember me as, oh, she left me a lot of money. You know, no, I want to be remembered as, like, she brought a lot of hope to this community, or she brought a lot of voices out. She really, so yeah, like, I definitely think that what you're doing is beyond just corporate America.
Yeah, like, you want them to remember the person.
Yeah, yeah, and the heart more than anything. Yeah. You know, like, forget my name if that's, you know, if that's it. Like, forget my name, but don't forget what I've done. You know, like, leave that imprint, you know? And I think that's a really important thing that that's why we all as human beings need to take a step back. Take a step back sometimes and be like, all right, I love hustling, but what am I doing? Is my self-care okay? Like, is my mental health okay?
Exactly.
How are the ones around me? How is this vision happening? Like, don't, you know, and really taking that step back. And yeah. I think sometimes we don't do that.
Let me leave you with this inspiration.
Okay.
Honestly, you guys, I am a clear testimony of the power of God. Is the less I worry about resources coming in, you know, financial resources, the more they follow me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. So we had a roaster that was being imported from Turkey. Everything was happening like November, December. I had just come back from my mission trip in Israel. And I said, Lord, I've done all my work right now in Mexico and Israel and Guatemala here in the U.S. and I'm left with $300 in our bank account. I have to liquidate the container that's at the port of Long Beach. My bill right now is $1,700. Show me your glory. I get a call on December 25th. Dee, come here. No business owner, simple person just like you and me. I have a check for you, an end of the year check for you. I just need to give it to you. I go in and I said, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen here, but show me your glory. I walk out with $40,000. That paid my roaster. That paid the cargo. That paid my coffee. That liquidated anything I had on the books for Without Borders Global. And we're opening up our shop pretty soon. That should show you the power of that. I've had people walking with $10,000 checks in my home. Why? Because why? We show faith. We have favor, there's integrity, there's honesty. People are watching us.
Yeah.
They're encouraged by what we do, but they're also encouraged by who's with us, right? And so I've experienced all these great moments. We hustle,
because
we're not living off of charity. We are selling handmade goods to make sure that we're still sustaining the families that are doing all of our telas. You know, they're sewing our products, they're innovating our items. You know, not just in Guatemala, but we have people on staff here.
Yeah.
I'm not living off of the nonprofit. God is good. You know, and so that's where we really have to stand and say, you know what? The less I worry about it, I know work ethics are strong because believe me, I have very strong work ethics. That's why we hustle. But money's not everything. Mm-hmm. And the more God has told me I will supply, He has supplied and He shows me His glory.
Yes.
You know, so if that should inspire you, to see the hand of God, He can touch anyone, one person.
Mm-hmm.
I believe God can send 10 people and we can have $1 million to start funding our big projects, you know, all over. All the things that God has placed in my heart, but the time has to be right. We have to be prepared. You know, I wear a lot of hats. I'm HR, right? I'm the founder. I'm the business representative. I'm the coffee creator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the Compassion Boutique employer, you know. I wear so many hats and I'm working the kingdom of God. On top of that, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, you know, I'm a spiritual mother. I have a lot of responsibilities and I look forward to each one of them. You know, I may not have all the answers at the same time, but gosh, I see He provides, you know, all the wisdom and knowledge and the trust and the confidence. I have a lot of confidence of who I am. You know, I face big giants. I see people that will humiliate me even as I travel abroad. Gosh, and I see God move them directly from my way. And He opens up the opportunity for me to connect with simple people. And that's where I see His powerful hand. You know, so right now, the owner of that farm in Guatemala, he said, I am not letting you go. Ever since I sowed in my first fruits, God has supplied and supplied and supplied.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're already, you know, shipping out to Australia and Colombia, and we're the first ones to bring their quality green bean into California. And can you imagine where it's gonna go? So I see big things. You know, you have to decree them. You have to make sure that what comes out of your mouth is powerful, but you have to believe it and put it in action.
Manifest it.
Yeah, and that's what I tell my kids. Should this be the last trip that I'm on? I want to make sure you guys are prepared and know my mama did this, my daddy did this, they took care of us, and now you guys are ready. Further this. It's not about me, it's about God, and let's go out there and serve the masses. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what we need. So nothing is impossible. We don't have the shop yet, but yet we have everything that a coffee shop wants.
Exactly.
We just need the building.
Yeah.
You know, so if this encourages you guys and anyone that's listening, you guys,
keep pushing forward, believe in yourself, because there's someone that does believe in you, and there's people out there that do pray. We pray for this whole world, you know, and we believe that God can use anyone, anyone in these days, you know, so keep pushing forward and always think about, you know, those that we can impact, and if there's anything that we can serve you with. You know, my name is Damaris, and I am the founder of Without Borders Global in the city of Moreno Valley. And, you know, we are a very, we're a very strong, ethical organization. We love to serve, we love to give, and we are in the coffee industry. To God be the glory, and we want to serve you. So connect with us through social media. Yes. WBglobal.org is our website. You'll see all of our history there, and we're turning four pretty soon. And we're going to be having an awesome party, you know, one awesome. Of those awesome parties.
We'll be there.
Everything
we'll be there.
Will be
yes.
there. Everything will be served. And we just want to give thanks to the one that has provided for us and has connected us with simple people. Yeah. So, you know, it's a moment of celebration, you guys.
And
I'm so proud of you guys. I commend you guys for doing
thank you.
It's going to take you guys far.
Yeah.
And this microphone is serving as a voice for so many.
Yes.
And it's the inspiration of so many. And this is just... you know, the starting point, but it's going to get to the climatic point where, you know what, this will be so effective and instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go out there and connect with these people that are still wondering, like, can I do it? Or yes, you can. You can do anything.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be, you know, in high end places. You can do it here in front of a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You can do it in your car. You know, you can do it anywhere. I mean, everything that's happened in my home.
Yeah.
Everything. I have my coffee shop there. I have an actual coffee bar, coffee cart in there. I sell coffee.
Yeah, I've seen it on your social media.
We have
media.
A roaster there.
Yes.
We have our distribution center there. We have our office. We have our church there. I basically just live upstairs. You
that's
know?
Awesome.
Everything is there. Yeah. I've given it all to God.
Yeah.
Every one of our vehicles is under, you know, the direction of God. We give God everything because He provides for us. And we don't ask for much. And we've really seen His hand. So you guys, keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward. God is with us. And when God is with us, no one can come against us. Okay? So if I can leave you guys with that. But follow us, you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for this platform. We really feel encouraged. I mean, I feel encouraged to go preach right now. You know, so I'm encouraged to continue on this mission and this journey. Because it's not temporarily. It's something that's just long-lasting till my final breath.
Yes.
You know, and so I want to just continue empowering and building what we can.
Yes.
Constructing things right.
Yes.
Right? We got to make sure we have a strong foundation, a firm foundation, because we're also under His construction. We're in construction, you know, and so we have to understand that, you guys. So don't give up. Keep pushing forward. Support your local coffee shops. You guys, tip those baristas. Be the voice of the voiceless.
Yes.
And if you guys need high-end specialty coffee, we are a resource for
yes.
you.
Yes.
You know, wbglobal.org, Cafe for Missions. That's a specific division that we have. If you like handmade goods made in Guatemala, we have all sorts of unique items that are made with love and with purpose. Go on to Compassion Boutique. You'll find everything on our website. And if we're able to support you, if you need a hand, I mean, reach out to me. I quickly respond unless I'm traveling or I can't get to your messages, but I will respond. I will respond. I'm very present in everything that I do, and I want to make sure that I connect you with people. I want to know what's going on, you know, so if I'm able to help you and you want to reach out to me personally, you'll find me as Damaris Soa Perez, and you know, let me be able to encourage you, pray for you, and you encourage me as well.
Yes. Thank you.
Keep pushing forward.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
yes.
you guys so
yes.
much. And thank you for driving out here.
Yes,
you
yes.
know?
Anytime. You know, we're always for a good story, a good conversation, and...
Your cup of coffee.
Yeah, a good cup of coffee, which is a step to growth.
Definitely.
Individually or together, you know, and I really appreciate that. And we'll definitely have to get you connected as well with some people in Guatemala that we've connected with, and...
Awesome.
We do that on the side as well, you know, trying to feed our communities,
love
whether
that.
It's here or out there. And yeah, just inspiring. So thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing and
pleasure.
For your team. And,
yeah.
and yeah, like since day one, like I knew it was like, yeah, very inspirational. And I knew there was great things behind you. And now you're on them, you know, you've been
finally
on them.
Had the opportunity.
Yeah,
definitely
yes.
through a conversation. Because sometimes, you know, we get those opportunities, but time is so limited, right?
Yes, yes.
We can only say, hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. And then we have moments like these where we can actually have a
full-on conversation,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And so that's what's important. That's a platform you guys are providing to so many of us.
Yes.
And I speak for them. I'm grateful for this.
Yes.
You know, because it doesn't happen all the time. It really doesn't. Only God knows how far this is going to, you know, reach, where it's going.
Yes.
So I look forward to that opportunity. So,
yes.
No, thank you guys for what you do and the people you serve, the people you get to impact. And, you know, Guatemala is such a unique gem in the heart of God. It really is, you guys.
Beautiful.
Every piece of the world. You know, my husband's from Mexico, and I love Mexico. I love Mexican food. And every border that we're in, I just love people. I love culture.
Yeah.
I love everything that God has created because it's been purposeful and intentional. And so, you know, wherever you're from, we love you. And, you know, we just want to partake of all the greatness, you know, that it brings. So, yeah, let's continue growing this community, you guys. And, yeah. Pray for my team as well, you know, my children, Cassidy, Joey, and my spiritual daughter, Viviana. She's always with me, and it's unique the way that God connects people.
Yes.
You least expect it. So, yeah, we're a growing team, and
we
sincerely love people.
I love it. I love it. Well, Namaris, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Again, and if you guys ever need a helping hand, or if we are able and we have the ability, please
you guys
let us know.
To drive to Moreno Valley?
Let's do it.
Let's
you
do
know,
it.
After hearing how good you can bake and roast coffee, I'm down.
We're gonna have gourmet pizzas.
Gourmet pizza. Yeah.
Pastor, he started with one slice of pizza, and we just made it simple. We make the margarita, pepperoni, and just cheese. But I mean, the dough is so good. It's specially made for us. He's an Italian chef, and the sauce and everything, and the pastor's like, yeah, she's really good, and then he went from one slice to an entire ball. You know, so we're always experimenting,
yes,
and
yes.
I was like, you know what, I want to have a full-on bistro.
Yes,
my creativity.
That's
I want
awesome.
To have a full-on bistro with our coffee, and
that's
let's
awesome.
Just start like this. So
yeah.
Our horse trailer should be done, hopefully, in the next 2 weeks, and I'm scheduled to travel into Guatemala, but right now the border is shut, you know, for us right now, so I am just holding on to hope,
yes.
Faith, and, you know, should we not be able to enter just yet? And let's make sure that we sow into our community here within our borders, you know. So pray for us, because I'm constantly traveling and giving back, but right now I cannot do that. There's some limitations in place.
For sure.
But we'll certainly be sharing. We're so transparent. We're sharing on all of our pages and just showing
mm-hmm.
what God does. And,
yes.
Yeah, that horse trailer is... It's a beauty.
I'm excited to see it.
It's got a piece of my creativity
yes.
in there, so it's different from what you've seen
yeah.
on our page. So it's just very unique, and it's going to be everywhere.
That's awesome. That's
Please
awesome.
Let us know whenever
yeah.
you need an extra pair of hands. It's just...
Oh, and all of this.
Sal is the tool here.
Love it.
In a good way, in a good way. You know, yeah. Yeah, he
oh,
is
awesome.
Very technical. I'm more of a... content and like
yeah.
you know bringing the content. Melanie's more of a visual, and so
that.
We're you know we have more to our team, but right now is immediate, like we're here and
this is all you
yeah,
needed
yeah.
it's a working on
yeah we're just growing as time goes, and we're not in a rush. Like every day we keep meeting people like yourself, and it's inspiring, and
yes.
it teaches us to not give up, you know. There's we started as Strong Nation, which was doing projects in Guatemala, and
I think that's how I met you, though, right? Or
slightly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's slightly how, because this wasn't a thing yet, and from there, I wanted to give up. It was like, nah, you know, I'll just go back to school, keep doing my thing. And
we're like, nah.
Like, no. So, like, no, let's do something. Let's make it happen, because I stepped into situations where a lot of people were like, no, that's for the Americans, that's for los Americanos and por los güeros, and it's like, you know, creating those walls that was like, that's not a thing, you know?
Like, we're here to say no in a good way. Like, we can do it.
But I'm like,
that.
You know?
I love what
yeah.
you just said. You know, the more they tell me no, the more I'm going to get in your face. You know? The more I'm going to hear yes. I'm
yes.
waiting for that yes. You know, don't you tell me no, because that is fuel to my fire.
Yes.
It's like, I'm going, tell me no, you're going to see what's going to come out of this. So that's what we need. We
yeah.
need to have that positive attitude.
Yes, so.
You know, just don't allow anyone to close those borders on us. That's
yeah.
why, you know, we're called Without Borders Global. Why? Because
yeah.
we want to leave a global footprint,
yeah.
and there's no limitations to what border we enter.
And I love that. That's actually been a quote that we've, like, said from, like, day one
yeah.
recently, where
yeah.
it's like, I said something when we first started the podcast was our parents came to this country crossing
That's
a border,
what,
but they kept the border inside
oh
of them,
my
you
God.
Know, with suppression and, And we are here to break those. Yes. You know, we are here to break those borders interiorly and outerly.
I love that.
And I think that's a very strong point, yeah. You know, where we need to do that. That's our responsibility, you know?
We can finally put it on the website now.
I know, right? I find every time it comes up.
And this time it's recorded.
Yeah. I know, right?
Make sure. I mean, that's what reminds me of my parents crossed the border. Yeah. Not to get here, and I was given such a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back and I travel into different parts of the world and I see these kids that don't have, you know, what we've been given, that could have been me.
Yeah.
That could have been me, you know, and so that's what I tell myself, like, wow, we've been granted so much through our parents, and now let's make sure that we outgrow what they wanted to do or what they came in, you know, their intentions of coming into America. Remember my dad saying, you know, when I came here, I came with a backpack just filled with so many dreams.
Yeah.
And they stopped there. So can I pick up his backpack and now re-inspire? Yeah, I can. Yeah. I can do that. So now, you know, he's living his dream through us.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so we're able to do that. Let's re-inspire our parents.
And there's a lot of that, you know, so.
We are Latinos on fire.
Yes. Yeah. Collective shift, right? Yes, you know, I love that.
Let's do it. Let's continue these podcasts. And, you know, if we can come out here and inspire and have you guys at our events and stuff, we love that. We love community.
Yeah, we would definitely. We're always willing to. So we're all about community and outreach and whatever it is, you know, especially with coffee's in it. So you'll have me there no matter what.
No, you'll have a bunch of coffee different ways, you know, in the way that we get to experiment with our coffee. Mm-hmm. We just have one origin right now, but you know what? Later on, you never know. Yeah, God may surprise us, and we will surprise you too. So. Yeah.
I'm here to take advantage of the lack of work. I want to do more stuff here.
yes.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
I love that. So. Guys.
Well, Damaris, thank you so much once
again. Thank you guys. Again.
I really appreciate it. If you guys don't have any other questions or comments, please. Melanie?
Yeah. Okay. Melanie was a silent one, but she's a powerful one.
Yes. She's a listener in a way where she can make things happen.
No, but thank you. Thank you for sharing your faith with us. Thank you for sharing your inspirational words. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Yes. Well, may God bless you in community, wherever you may be at.
Yes.
We bless you in the name of Jesus, and just keep pushing forward because God is with you.
Yes. And did you say you had an announcement for a raffle?
Thank you. Yes. Okay, so you guys, right now I'm headed to Guatemala, and silently for these past 2 years, we've been supporting 12 children. And one of our children, her name is Jennifer. December 31st, they found her mom dead, footsteps from their home. She wasn't even recognizable. The dogs had eaten parts of her body. And it was all through, you know, she was addicted to drinking. And so many children, just like Jennifer, are being left orphaned, you know, fatherless and motherless. And you have parents that, instead of, you know, thinking of their children, they're just neglecting them in so many ways. And so, you know, we work with orphans. And there's a small community in Totonicapán that we've been silently supporting financially. Every single month we raise money for them, and we supply them their physical needs, nutritional needs, spiritual needs. We send them to the doctors. Hygienically, they have changed. There's color in them. Nice. There's life in them. So we've seen their beginning, and we see them progressively. They're growing, and their appearance is changing. And when they were quiet kids 2 years ago, man, I see them now, and they run to me. They run to the people I have on staff in Guatemala, and they're just... They're such a supportive community to each other. And Jennifer had a little breakdown, you know, a few weeks ago, because she genuinely misses her mom. And she's a young little girl. She's 11 years old. And she started crying. And all these children ran together to embrace her and tell her, it's going to be okay. We're here for you. So we have this raffle. We had a dental office from Riverside County donate one of those electric toothbrushes. And so we have a $1 raffle entry.
Okay.
Because we want to raise as many funds as possible, you know. Keeping up with their hygiene is so, you know,
important,
specifically right now. And if it allows us to give back, why don't you purchase a ticket from us?
Yeah.
And we're actually going to post it live, effective tomorrow. But we just want people to respond. Go onto our website, wbglobal.org. Donate $1. And if you want to buy 5 tickets, hey, that's 5 entries, right? Mm-hmm. And you're impacting the life. Not of just Jennifer, but all the children that we get to bless. But we want to be able to construct an actual home for these children.
You know, we want to be able to open up a city of hope for them and not just give them what we give them right now because we're just starting out, but actually be able to create a safe haven for them.
Yeah.
And that's what we're striving for. So that money right now will help me go out there and be able to bring in, you know, the doctors and all the nutrition and all the appropriate resources that we can give them so these kids can continue surviving. Because we can only do so much. So if we're able to raise, you know, $3,000 in the next few weeks by you simply purchasing, you know, one ticket for a dollar, you know, $1 ain't gonna do much,
yes.
Right? At least not to us, but it'll certainly do more for them seven times more. $1 over there is multiplied seven times in Guatemala. So if you guys can support us on this raffle, we're gonna run it for the next 3 weeks. Even as I enter the Guatemalan border, the raffle is going to be ongoing. We're going to publish their story. We're going to be able to share with you guys what we have been doing behind the scenes because we've been preserving their integrity as well. But now it's ready to share their story.
Awesome.
We have to be their voice, you know. And so I forgot the brand. I think it's a Philips electric toothbrush. Yeah, you know those electric toothbrush. It's actually valued at $130. And we're going to throw in some like good like Sensodyne toothpaste and, you know, toothbrushes. Just a little cute little package. So look forward to it on social media. Follow our main page, our website, wbglobal.org, and then our Instagram, we're as wbglobal, and on Facebook, Without Borders Global, and we'll have all the information on there published. So if you guys can support us, $1.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be posting that on our page, guys. On our stories throughout the week. A dollar goes a long way. You know, it's definitely to what might seem simple to us is a lot over there.
Yeah.
So make sure to stay tuned onto our stories, onto our page in general, and hopefully this week we have our website up so we can also, we'll be putting it on there as well. And we do have a donation tab on our website. So if you can donate on there, we will work with the Maris as well and see how much we can put towards this.
I appreciate it.
Especially because our heart, at least, okay, I speak for myself. A lot of my heart goes to Guatemala. And I mean, that's, if I could live there right now, I would be there right now. But, you know, so definitely got to stay forward and like keep doing what we can do with whatever's in our power. So
advocacy goes a long way.
Yes.
You know, we want to impact so many lives. And it's not just in Guatemala, everywhere that God puts us in. But right now, that's the work that we're doing. And so, you know, I could be fundraising for all the global projects. But right now, my focus are my children.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of children that depend on me and depend on the ministry. And so I see these children and I tell them, even in these crucial moments, they're praying for me because right now I can't enter. They're excited. Yeah. They've been waiting for this moment. And right now it's on hold. There's a pause right now. And so I want to make sure that we're still supplying for them, even as things are happening here within our borders.
Yeah.
So, hey, you guys, $1 goes a long way. Buy as many raffle tickets. Hey, you know what? You'll have a gift to give someone else, you know? One of those good toothbrushes.
Definitely.
You know, keep your teeth clean.
Yes.
You know, so follow us, support, you know, support Carla, Sal, and Melanie, and the entire team, and you know, let's continue pushing.
Yes, for sure. Well, that has to do it for today. So thank you, Latinx audience, and our Latinx fam. You know, we love you and appreciate you, and sigan echándole ganas.
Eso.
So, va pues.